ZipRecruiter.com/max. That's ZipRecruiter.com/max. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor? You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
The NBA and Keyshawn J. Willen Zubin.
You have to be the best of the best to be the face of the league. It just can't be because of what you bring off the court.
Get inside the biggest stories.
They're going to be very cautious with how they bring AD along and bring him back.
Plus, the insiders come here to tell you what to expect next.
There was some swelling. He's going to get an MRI today.
The NBA is on. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN News. The biggest names in sports coming to your mornings.
Jay Gruden, former NFL head coach.
Key always tells us that all these narratives about him saying he wanted the ball were built in by the media.
He wrote a book, Give Me the Damn Ball. We named plays for you. We had 70 true Trojans for you. We named plays after you to get you the ball. I mean, we couldn't throw you the ball. That was up to Brad.
The biggest names in sports every morning with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hour number three, a little prep football. And I'll ask Garland from Fox 8 the same question we've asked you on the question of the day here as well when we come back. After, of course, we welcome him and everyone else to the midway point of your work week.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me. Let's get stupid.
Today's more than what that camera Wednesday hump day is.
There he is, Shot Gina, Digital Underground, head coach Sean of the Payton. The question of the day, real simple, Jordan. See if we can get it in before the words of wisdom go.
Yeah, so it has to deal with your New Orleans Saints. Saints players, what Saints players do you want to see post-workout video to show that they are ready for the upcoming season?
Yes. Jameis and Drew have already done it. Which Saints player do you want to see? We've got some good answers so far. Words of wisdom. Now it's time to find out if I'm a hater.
Hater.
You think I'm a hater? I'm not a hater.
No.
I'm just a realist.
I'm going to say you're a hater.
Garland Gillen, Fox 8 Sports, at Garland Gillen on Twitter. Sir, good afternoon to you. How are you?
What's up, G-Cat? All's well, sir.
I'm not a hater, man. I'm Arch Manning. This is so easy. It's simple. It's Alabama. If my son Carver could play football and got a letter for the University of Alabama, it'd be real hard for me not to tell him to go there. We're going to circle as to all of that and more. But Garland, thanks for joining us, man. You've been doing a great job covering prep the last couple of years. And it's still going on, almost like, is it almost like the NFL and everything else where there is no offseason? Recruiting kind of seems to be full year, right?
No, that's why I love college and prep football, because when the seasons are over with and the recruiting is going nonstop there. No, it's like the NFL now. It's 24/7, 365. They got a monster 7-on-7 tournament this weekend at Tag Ormley Stadium. A ton of LSU targets, commitments will be playing in this tournament this weekend. So I'll be out there seeing who the next Tiger is going to be and, you know, talk to some kids about what they're thinking. And it's nonstop, and you know, I love, you know, it's really fun, Gus, to cover high school football because I get to watch these kids as freshmen or sophomores in high school, and then get to see them like rise to like unbelievable levels, you know. So it's a fun process to go through with these star players.
I think you have a good perspective, Garland, to kind of give it to us to where we don't really see it or go there. We hear it, we read it occasionally. We'll see small video clip on Twitter or Instagram of these 7-on-7 camps. Why have they become so important? Because I was talking to my neighbor's a receiver at EJ, and I told him, he's a junior now, I told him before he even went there, when he was just going in eighth grade. I'm like, you have got to find 7-on-7 camps. All anyone in our industry talks about is that. Garland, why is it so important to get to these camps and to get to the right ones?
Well, right now, Gus, they're not allowed on campus. You know, the dead period has been extended till May. Students have not been, our prospective student-athletes have not been on a college campus, possibly. Now it's been a year since the pandemic started. So the only way that college recruiters can see these kids is through their game tape and these 7-on-7 tournaments. That's the only way they get to see these kids now. They don't get to, you know, they don't get to go, they're not allowed on campuses. There's been no college coaches on campuses since the pandemic started. And there's a good chance that, you know, in the summer camp circuit where these kids go to like 10 different universities in the summer, that's when they really get to see these kids. That didn't happen last year. And, Gus, there's a really good chance that this summer they still don't have the camp circuit. So the only way that these college recruiters can see these kids is through their high school football tape or these 7-on-7 tournaments.
Yeah, you bring up a good point on how everything's had to change as well, right, Garland, with COVID and how to still get your name out there. At Garland Gillen's the way to follow Garland from Fox 8 Sports. Look, man, it's obviously some of your high-profile positions and athletes kind of get there. We're going to get to Arch here in a quick second with his 21 minutes worth of highlights. But I think when you look at this state, it's just I know we say it all the time, Garland, the talent that comes out of this state. But in the last several years that you've been shooting and doing stories and hosting Football Fridays and doing these things, man, have you even been surprised? Because it's kind of ridiculous because the University of Alabama just won the national championship. Devontae Smith's from Louisiana. I mean, like, all these kids are from Louisiana on those teams. LSU had a chock full of Louisiana kids. They won the national championship before that. Why is it that Louisiana has so many good high school football players? I've been told it's coaching or it's just what's in the water.
No, you know what, Gus, we take high school football seriously. Per capita, Georgia, Florida, Texas, and California produce the best talent in America. And they play it year-round now, Gus. The weather's beautiful down here, so you can play, you know, prep football in the fall, and then you can play 7-on-7 all spring and summer. So it's a perfect location to build up these big-time players. And, you know, LSU's right up the road, and kids dream of playing for the LSU Tigers, so they're going to do anything it takes to get a scholarship offer from LSU. So we just take it so seriously, prep football in this area. And this year alone, Gus, coming up, the 2022 class, which means juniors, right now LSU has 19 offers out to Louisiana kids. It's the highest amount that some recruiting experts can remember in a long time for the state of Louisiana. They have 19 kids that are juniors right now that hold offers from LSU. It's one of the most talent-rich classes. Since I've been working in television, it's one of the best I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And LSU has 7 of those kids in, committed so far out of their 10 commitments. 7 of them are from the state of Louisiana, and it's going to keep just getting higher and higher as this recruiting process keeps going on because you get 25 kids in each class. LSU's only got 10, so they're going to get more from Louisiana.
Good stuff. Garland Gillen from Fox 8 Sports. Look, man, I want to get to it because I saw what you posted, and then, you know, the Spun has something on my Google News thing that pops on. So Arch Manning drops a highlight tape on Huddle. And, look, we've been following him and hearing about him for a while here in this city, and we saw him as a freshman. Wow. And then last year, one of his games on national television. And after that, I came on the show, Garland, and I said, because I was talking about it at home, I'm like, you know, if Carver ever was like that, my four-year-old, it's not even a question right now. It's Bama. I mean, the offensive line's literally elephants, human elephants. You have ridiculous receivers and running backs. You're probably going to get some of the best defensive players, some of the best coaching. The analysts are former head coaches, coaches that get fired, get rehabilitated at Alabama, then go get new jobs. It's tough to compete against that. But at the same time, if you're looking at something like that, I'm like, I'm Arch Manning after the game. It's Alabama. And then give them 2 years to recruit the best of everybody. Let's go win 4 straight. I know that's one of the schools that has recruited him. The article and different stories are saying as many as 9, including LSU and Ole Miss and all that. But let's just start with him. When you heard the hype and then you started shooting and covering his games, man, are you surprised he's just a 4-star right now?
Well, they haven't given any 5-stars. The only So the only recruiting service that's ranked 2023 kids, which is sophomores, is 24/7 Sports. And they've given no five stars to quarterbacks so far. But they're apparently going to re-rank in May in Rivals, which is the other service. There's two services right out there that are the most respected. Rivals is 24/7. The reason Arch Manning's highlight huddle tape dropped is because Rivals needed it to start their first ranking of the 2023 class. So okay, it was part of a process to get the video out. So now that Rivals and 24/7 Sports can rank Arch when they do that again in May, because by May, a lot of kids are playing spring seasons. California, I think, is just starting their high school football season in spring. I know Virginia is. A lot of those other cities and states are starting up right now. So that's the reason why our Arch's video has just dropped. GCAT, we covered a seventh-grade football game of Arch Manning's. Okay, they won the city championship. They beat Christian Brothers School. So we've been on the Arch Manning train from the start. Fox 8 was, you know, I caught wind of the game, and so we were 2 years ahead of any TV station in New Orleans on Arch Manning highlights. I got them in the seventh grade. But, no, I'm not surprised at all. The kid's obsessed with football. Every day during the pandemic, him and Nelson Stewart, the head football coach at Newman, were doing hour-and-a-half Zooms every single day during the pandemic, working on play calling, moving around the playbook. So I knew this was going to happen. I did not realize how fast he is. I knew he was going to have a cannon for an arm, and he could read any situation, smart kid, but I didn't realize how fast he was. I mean, he gets out of a lot of trouble. If you watch the huddle tape, I posted on my Twitter handle, dude, he's got some wheels, and he can make something out of nothing.
I saw some Trevor Lawrence in him. I mean, there's some things that you look at that are just like, I mean, you see it, right? I mean, there's the dropping of the dimes, the small side stepping in the pocket that just creates enough space to deliver football. Next thing you know, Garland, you zoom out and that ball's 40, 50 yards down the field. It's not a crossing route or something. So when you look at what his progression can be and where he can go, it's a legit question I threw out of the air one day, so I'll throw it out to you. With his style, right, pro style, is he a guy that maybe run both sides? And you look at the offenses in the country, I mean, there's only like two or three that make sense to me, right? When I look at quarterbacks that have gone there, it's Clemson, Bama, you're going to be surrounded by talent and stuff. Ohio State maybe, can do that. I like to say LSU, but I brought it up early in the show. Matt Moscona's talking about this is a deciding year for Coach O. I don't even know what's going to happen over there. So, when you think of it, if you were in that situation, and let's say he's your son, and you're looking at college teams, offenses, fits, coaches, what are the schools you think would best fit a player like him, having covered him?
Well, we'll say this, Gus. He could play in any offense. Nelson Stewart's been really good about putting him under center, putting him in the shotgun. They want him ready for any situation on the next level. So Nelson's given Arch that opportunity where he takes the ball from under center a lot. He can also sit in the shotgun and pick apart a defense. So he can do it all in any kind of offense, an RPO, a pro-style offense, or West Coast offense. Right now, I joked, we have a show called Overtime that airs on Thursday night. And last week I went on there and said there's two questions I get more than any other two questions since the Saints season's been over with. And that's, when's Drew Brees going to retire? I actually have no idea when it is. Sooner or later it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. And second, what is Arch Manning's, if there was a top five, what would his top five be? Now, he's not done a top five. You got to kind of figure it out, read the tea leaves, and figure it out for yourself. But if there was a top five right now at this moment, I would no doubt have LSU in there, okay? He's already starting to develop a relationship with Jake Peet. Now, we'll say this. The story that I have on Twitter, it has an old story from last summer that I did with him. It was the first time he ever talked to a reporter on television or anything, so I was the first one to get him. He said there's so much time left. There's going to be so much changes in depth chart with so many kids. Now, he didn't say this, but the transfer portal and all that, coaching staffs are going to change. So it's still way too early to handicap the race to who's going to get Arch Manning, because quarterback rooms change nonstop, jobs change nonstop. But if there was a top five right now, I would put LSU in there. Jake Peet has already gotten with Arch Manning there, the OC at LSU. He's in the mix. Nick Saban is in contact with Arch Manning there. Alabama is no doubt in the mix. I would put Georgia in there. Georgia, Kirby Smart is a recruiting machine. It's a fantastic program. So there's no doubt I'd put Georgia in there. Then outside the SEC, I would put Clemson. There's just no doubt. Okay, they're a quarterback factory. They put NFL quarterbacks. They put quarterbacks in the NFL nonstop. Yep. So I put them in there. And then if you want a dark horse, a team that could come out of nowhere, I'm going to put the University of Texas in there because Steve Sarkisian just came from Alabama. He just made Matt Jones possibly a top 10, top 15 quarterback, which no one could have saw coming at the beginning of the season. No one saw coming. Now Matt Jones is going to go in the first round of the draft. He's going to make a ton of money. Sark is now at Texas. He's starting to roll in a bunch of big-time recruits that are coming. They're staying in the state of Texas. Arch Manning fits his system very well. So I would put Texas as at 15, the dark horse right now. Now, this has no knowledge of what Arch is doing. I'm just, on my reporting and seeing what's out there, that's who I would say is the top five.
Yeah, the ones that make sense, you're right. And that's what you look at, too. And the one thing out of the SEC, Garland, you mentioned, whether it's Clemson in the ACC, you look at the Big 12, it's one or two tough games a year, right? It's the same. That's why I put Ohio State in there. It's one or two tough games a year. So you always are going to be in a national championship mix if you're one of the top players on a good team there. The SEC, it's a battle. I mean, you have to win and win them pretty much all. And that's why I would say it would be Bama. But, dude, great stuff. Good info. And how can folks continue to see this throughout the season? As you know, it's going to be before you know it, man. We're going to start getting into all of that stuff. So, over on Fox 8, what can we see?
Yeah, so Fox 8 Overtime airs at 10:35 on Thursday night, where Sean, Zan, Juan Kincaid, Chris Hagan, and I chop it up. We talk about a ton of topics, get you ready for the free agencies right around the corner. We'll mix in everything in football, and then final play on Sunday night at 10:30. And if you go to my Twitter handle, I have a ton of recruiting stuff up there. Talked to Jarrett Roser on Sunday, and I've been chopping that up into different sound bites. We talk about A.J. Johnson, who is Arch Manning's number one target at receiver. He just committed to LSU recently. He's a 2022 class commit. So, yeah, I'm always talking about who's going to be next, who's the next big kid. And then this weekend I'm going to the 7-on-7 tournament out at Tech Gormley Stadium. Nice. So there's going to be a lot of content coming up soon to see some new kids that I haven't seen before. Dacoldus Crawford, which is also one of the just awesome names of all time in high school football. He's a commitment to LSU. He's from Shreveport. He plays on the Bootleggers, which is a big-time 7-on-7 team. He's going to be out there. I think it's going to be the first time I've ever witnessed him in person. I'm going to get to talk to Dacoldus Crawford. So look for all that coming up soon on Fox 8 and on my Twitter.
Garland, we need to have you on again. You need to get with CD News and his 7-on-7 team. You see? You
his know what Twitter I'm handle scares me a little.
I know, but
he's kind of going off the reservation.
His 7-on-7 team's got to be something else. Garland, appreciate the time, man. Thank you, bud.
No problem.
At Garland Gillen. So we're going to follow him on Twitter. Good stuff, man. Open segment next. Daniel Salerson, bottom of the hour. Pelicans taking on the Bulls. Tonight at 7 o'clock right here on Pelicans Radio. ESPN New Orleans.
Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply. 985-223-8807. Highway 311 in Houma.
Need to see a doctor but don't want to leave the comforts of your home? Terrebonne General Medical Center Telehealth is your answer. Our clinics provide same-day virtual appointments. Our highly trained physicians and nurse practitioners are committed to using leading-edge technology to better serve patients navigating the new normal. 70% of patients using virtual appointments for the first time comment on how easy it is to set up. All you need is a smartphone, tablet, or home computer. Visit tgmc.com/mychart to learn more.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
It's all good. It's all good. It's good stuff. We're just talking shop here during the break on your package. How I would have read the script and you would have read the script, but you got to find your own rhythm. You got to find your own voice, your own, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow over on Twitter. Jordan gets a B. You need to pick up the enthusiasm with the reporting. You sounded disinterested.
Something about the delivery. And that's what I was saying. I was reading your script, and I was like, how I would do it. It's just different.
I was in the recording booth, and I thought I was putting emphasis on the words, but I guess I wasn't.
But again, it's, just hear it, and you can, and again, everyone has different styles, you know? You have different people that speak slowly, speak fast, inflect. I mean, just everyone sort of has a different, you know, sort of way about it. That's good. You're going to get more comfortable the more you do it, too.
Yeah, that was my first package.
No, I told you it was good. It was. You got a B from the listener.
From Joe Burrow. And he didn't even see the footage.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
It was just this
footage, man. Let go voice, of the footage.
I just think it's good.
Okay, but the footage isn't telling me the story.
The footage does tell the story.
No, The info. Well, you got to have good video, though. You write to your video at the same time that when it's a bridge, it's a little different, right? Like if it's a playground.
I did use your
nature,
bridge. You notice that?
You did use the bridge. I appreciate that. It was good.
I got a compliment because I said something about it in class. Well, I'm like, oh, you're ahead of schedule.
Again, it's what I'm here for. And I'm glad you listen. I mean, this is where. And look, we had Sharif help. Listeners can help, too. I mean, we all want you to succeed, man. We all do. Wesley, I believe, over on the Lion Line. What's going on, sir? How are you?
I'm doing fine, sir. I wanted to ask you something because I was reading about the Saints, the cap that's been dropped in the NFL. The other day I heard that the Golden Globe got 60% less viewership than last year. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, let me look up what the Super Bowl was. According to CNBC, I think the last name is Young, they say that the viewership was the lowest since 2007. You think that's why the cap is going down? Because advertisers are going, no, I'm not paying these rates anymore.
Well, it's interesting you say that, Wesley, because there is talk of a new TV deal and that the NFL is going to be asking for double to try to make up for that. Why the cap is down is just simply not taking anything in during the football season in terms of concessions, ticket sales, that nature. Game day operations, game day revenue is the main reason why. I don't know what percentage of your advertising dollars were changed by this. Like I don't know if the buys this year were less. Because quite frankly, Wesley, I would think there would be more because you didn't go to the games. You had to watch them. So the only way I could watch the Saints until they opened up the dome at the beginning of the season was on TV, right? So to watch NFL football, you couldn't go to the stadium. So my guess would have been the NFL would have told its advertisers, yeah, that spot that used to cost you $1.5 million for 30 seconds, it's now $2 million.
And another thing, I know Red Zone, we used to have the whole sports package over on Charter. And week two, I wanted to watch Red Zone. I go over to and I get the blue channel saying you need to buy the sports package.
Yeah.
And so, and apparently a lot of people with charter complained that it was just kind of pulled right from under them because they were already paying a premium, and now they were taking away certain games. So that could be something else to do with it.
Subscription services, all kinds of different things like that, Wesley. But again, the reason number one why the salary cap is lower is simply because they played an entire football season without fans in the stadiums, well, period.
I think the viewership across the board, the award shows, NFL, NBA, excuse me, that, you know, they're throwing in some of this political stuff, and people watch sports to get away from everyday life. They want to see the players play and not dictate to them certain things. They can have their beliefs, but wait till the clock says 0-0-0. And then one other thing, I'm kind of in agreement with Jordan. You know me, since I'm not really an NBA guy. I heard you say that the Pelicans should jump out the window and fly away.
Huh?
Wait, what?
Earlier you were talking about the Pelican in the 1 o'clock hour.
Yeah, like the Pelican itself, like the one that crosses the causeway and flies says Pelican?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I'm not really an NBA guy, so, you know, that's what I heard.
Oh, no, I wasn't saying anything about get rid of the Pelicans.
No.
I know you weren't. I know you weren't, but that's what I heard because I'm not really an NBA guy.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No.
And, buddy, dang, I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss you after 9 years. Who am I going to text during the ball games now?
I can make you a grilled cheese. He sent me a picture of a grilled cheese during the game. That was his dinner.
Just don't forget the ham and the pickles. That's the supreme grilled cheese.
The supreme grilled cheese. I might try that for Carver one day.
You're great on the air. God bless both of you. And keep me up with what you're going to be doing, Gus, okay?
I definitely will, man. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Wesley.
God bless y'all.
Yep, you too. 800-998-1003. Dustin or Justin?
It's Justin.
Justin, yeah. How you doing, man?
Hey, Justin, great brother. Yeah, I want to second what he said about we're going to miss you. I listen to y'all all the time. Two things I was actually calling about. I wanted to give Jordan some props for his piece he did. I enjoyed it, and I think he's going to go on and do great things. So, Jordan, props to you, my brother.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem, man. And I was calling, like, the last caller. I just got into watching soccer a lot, Premier League, you know, all these different leagues around the world. Why is it that with all the money in the NFL, we can't do like they have with the sponsorship where they can play 45-minute halves and then have a commercial? Why is it that, you know, the NFL, it just seems like every 7 or 8 minutes we're having to go to a TV commercial or something?
The main easiest answer to me was just it's the game. I mean, soccer doesn't really stop. So it's kind of hard to, you know, shot over the nets, go to break. I mean, that sport's been around for an eternity. And I mean, that's
almost the beginning of time.
Believe me, I have talked to Kenny Farrell and other soccer aficionados and be like, we need more substitution for better scoring. They look at me like I literally called their mother something. I mean, I just think they should have more subs. I mean, why has that changed? Oh, it changes the game completely. I'm like, how? It would be more scoring. And I mean, believe me. So, but yeah, I mean, that's just how the game is played, you know, and in football, you have downs, you don't complete the first down, you turn possession over, and the league has found a way to, monetize that. It's as simple as that. It's literally, I remember years ago, Justin, one of the first times I went and visited my sister when she had just moved to Vermont, and she lives in Burlington. So I'm driving along the interstates there, and you can pick up the Boston Red Sox radio network, and I've never heard anything like this. Them and the Yankee game. You can get both of them. They sponsor everything. I remember calling the Graf and telling him, I've never heard anything like this, where literally It's like this. It's like the 1-1 ball outside. That ball is brought to you by tuna. Tuna, go ahead and eat it. It's great. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swung on and foul ball. That foul ball is brought to you by Dasani water. I mean, they had every single thing sponsored. I didn't know what was going on in the game. Every pitch, every foul ball, the trip to first base was sponsored by, you know, some travel company, the pop-ups. I mean, it was almost absurd, but, you know, man, that's what they do.
Just to get it like that, but we're in a time right now, you know, where money's a lot, means a lot to whatever. But yeah, I just wish there was a way that they could just get less commercials, you know, kind of like how to do with soccer.
Yep.
So, that's all. But NFL is a machine, and I know they're not going to change their ways. So better just get used to it, I guess.
I hear you, man. Thank you so much, man. Thanks for the phone call, Justin. Appreciate the kind words too, man.
Y'all have a good one, both.
Yeah, for sure. You know. Nothing I enjoy more than when something backfires on the graph. Nothing I enjoy more.
Oh, here we go.
Nothing I enjoy more than when the graph texts me, put on ESPN, Loserville is on. My Cubs are playing in a spring training game. Do you know what happens right after that? A 2-run home run to right center field. 2-run home run. That's right, baby. When do we play the Dodgers? That's all I care
Never
about.
Fails.
When do we play the Dodgers? Because I already can tell you what my storyline will be. They cheated. The Dodgers cheat. They always cheat. They will continue to cheat. They're right there with the Cardinals. They're all cheaters.
I think we also have to clear something up when we get back.
What's that?
Because now people are tweeting, wait, who's leaving?
No, I'm not doing two-lane basketball anymore. I'm not doing two-lane football or two-lane basketball. No one's going anywhere.
My dad texted me and then Saul on Twitter saying, wait, who's leaving? Oh, if so, farewell and good luck.
Just like that? It was that easy? Farewell and good luck. Not even a you'll be missed? I'm just not doing two-lane anymore. That's all. For the upcoming fall, I'm calling a baseball game tonight. It's next year, next sports season. Yeesh. 2-run bomb, baby. Sing it, Jordan. Come on. Yep.
Go Braves, go.
Doesn't matter. It's a meaningless game, but the Cubs are going to win today.
Go Braves,
go. That's what it's like to be a Cubs fan. I'm excited about a game that means absolutely nothing. That's all I got because I'm going to expect nothing. Throughout the season. If I can just make it to May 1st without saying the season is over, it's a good season. Are you still a Braves fan?
I told you and Daniel
this
already,
sure, yes. Because we're going to take a break. When we come back, Daniel Salerson of the Pelicans Radio Network will help us preview and get us ready for tonight's game where the graph will be pumped up and ready to go. Pelicans basketball. Watch history. Huh?
Watch history.
Watch history or make history?
Making history was what
Making history is what I said, yes. Maybe Daniel could put me through to marketing. I mean, he's the man over there, isn't he?
He's the man. He's got a lot of connections.
Yeah, Todd has said it. You don't want to cross Daniel Salerson.
Lord Vader.
Lord Salerson, as we like to call him. Not because of a religious thing. It's like Lord Vader. That's just got to clear that up before we get tweets. It's a Sports Hangover at ESPN New Orleans.
Guys, are you making too many nighttime bathroom trips? For years, we've been shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to men all over the country to prove its ingredients can reduce those constant urges to pee. But there are still guys who are missing out because they don't want to swallow another tablet every day. You asked, we listened. And now there's Super Beta Prostate Advanced Chewables. All of the same prostate supporting ingredients, now in an easy natural berry flavored chewable. And yes, it's still free. No strings attached. You only pay shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-494-6516. Don't be fooled by other formulas. Super Beta Prostate is urologist recommended and a best-selling brand at Walmart. Be one of the first to try a 30-day supply of our new chewables, free, and reduce the urges to pee. Call 1-800-494-6516. 1-800-494-6516. 1-800-494-6516.
It's time for some straight talk. Your tax return could look different this year, but you're still going to hear a lot of noise about how to spend it. So when the big carriers tell you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out. With Straight Talk, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199
Plus, get the $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out the nonsense and tune into Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract. No compromise.
New Orleans Pelicans basketball is back.
Bounce feed up the floor. Zion! Right-hand tomahawk! Another steal. Josh Hart up the floor. Kyra. Alley-oop. Brandon in.
Yes, sir!
Boom!
Hi, this is Todd Graffinini. Join John DeShazer and me as the Pelicans take on the Miami Heat Thursday at 8:30 p.m. on ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
I don't like the fact that your eyes got a little excited there when you're like, who's leaving? You're like, settle down. You're not taking this seat just yet.
I never, no,
settle down
me.
A little bit. J.J. Redick.
No. He's unique because he can get there consistently. He can score efficiently in single coverage, so you need multiple bodies to stop him at the rim. And we've seen it over the last 4 to 6 weeks. He's really developing as a playmaker and passer, and it's been fudge.
J.J. Redick on Zion Williamson, Pelicans Radio Network's own Daniel Salerson joins us now. We'll be here. What is it again? I forgot. Pelicans, let's go. Pelicans tip off.
Making history.
No. The pregame show.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your little
slogan. He teased me yesterday because I always never refer to it its actual name. Hey, Daniel, how are you this afternoon?
I'm great, Gus. How are you, my friend?
I kind of like Pelicans Let's Go. No?
I mean, we can change Pelicans. It every night. Let's have a different name every night for the show.
Pelicans, I got next. I mean, you know,
let's
whatever.
Let's just really confuse the listeners.
Well, look, I came up with a slogan already. Can you put me through to advertising and marketing over there with the team? I'm thinking the logo instead of won't back down right now. Just how about Pelicans basketball making history? Because you don't know what kind of history is going to be made, but there's a good chance that it will on a given night.
I mean, as long as the Pelicans are making history in a good way, then I think that's a great name. Well, but if there's been some days
the Bulls and Mavs. But it was history. It was history.
That's why making history fits so well, because
exactly
it could be good
right.
or bad.
Yeah, it needs to be tune-in television. I mean, you never know. You know, I mean, the Hildenberg and things blowing up and stuff. I mean, that's still history. Wow. I just, you know.
Well, I mean, that certainly is. Something we can consider, guys. Right? I'm sure our marketing team will be thrilled for that.
The example for when things go bad or blimps that catch fire.
It happens.
Yeah, exactly right. Daniel, yesterday we had David Grubb on earlier. You two called the Tulane women's basketball game. And I mentioned before the game, I went up and chat with you guys. And I went, what do you do with Lonzo? And we brought in David to talk about his answer and what to do. And one of the things that I find interesting with this team in the season, because when you come on and we talk about it and we get ready for a new game, is you kind of don't know. The challenge is to sort of prepare as best you can moving forward as to what kind of team and season you're going to have. But literally every given night, you don't know what you're going to see. I mean, you were mentioning regulation basket sizes on Monday for us to be able to beat the Jazz, and we did, so you don't know.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, and that's the key with this team right now. And I think, you know, we've had so many buzzwords with this team throughout the entire year. And I think right now that word is consistency, which I think we've heard before. But you just don't know what you're going to get from this team night in and night out. And you've seen some great spurts where you beat the best team in the NBA in the Utah Jazz. You beat the second best team in the West in the Phoenix Suns. And then you lose to the worst team in the NBA in the Timberwolves and the Pistons. So I think the key word is trying to figure out which team you're going to get every night. And you know, Zion Williamson the other night, even after the loss to Milwaukee, said, we're almost there. And you saw spurts of why he thinks they're almost there in closing out such a big win against the Utah Jazz the other night. So I feel like maybe they are almost there where you might see a winning streak longer than 3 or 4 games. But tonight and tomorrow will give us a better idea if that's really the case or they need a little bit more time.
I'm not saying that I expect little in life and I'm happy when I get something. You know what I'm saying, Daniel? But I here's what I'm getting at when it comes to Pelicans defense. I understand Stan Van Gundy wants, you know, stellar defensive team like the Jazz at times and others that play really good. I'm at this point. I'm happy if occasionally and at the right time, like, say, the last two possessions, right, against the Jazz, this team plays stellar defense. Am I good with that? Can I say, give me 5 minutes throughout the game of stellar defense to where we can pick up a win?
Well, Stan Van Gundy says it's not enough. Someone asked him about that the other night. He said, yeah, it feels like a lot of teams string together 8 to 10 minutes of solid defense tonight and get some stops. But I think with this Pelicans team and how the NBA is going, you need more than just 8 to 10 minutes of solid defense. Look, I think we don't necessarily need drastic improvement right at this second, but, you know, in February, the whole stat was number one offense in the NBA, number 30th defense in the NBA. So meet in the middle a little bit on the defensive side, and that's where some of the inconsistency comes, you know, improve to 20th in the NBA in defense and maybe not, you know, just try to go from there. Then I think you're looking at a more complete Pelicans team, but it's just something that has to come from the coaches. It has to come from the players, more importantly. And so, but if they see that they are having successful stretches on the defensive side of the ball, maybe that carries over to games. Like, you know, even though they almost lost that game the other night to the Utah Jazz in the fourth quarter, after they came up with big stops at the end is what they can take away and hopefully bring into tonight's game against Chicago.
I try to tend to not go back and remember those 3 minutes, though, Daniel, that they almost did not get that game. But what happened? I mean, like, I didn't see Zion touch the ball. I know the Jazz kind of did some things on the defensive side. You just saw misses at the rim. Is it just kind of a mental thing you have to overcome?
Yeah, I think they played not to lose instead of playing the winning there. When you're so close and you're up by that much, you think, man, you know, if you can just kind of cruise into it. I mean, kind of actually like Tulane last night against East Carolina, 28-0, and then East Carolina came out and just played stellar defense, and all of a sudden that lead was only 9 in the fourth quarter. So I think it was one of those instances where even though the Pelicans shouldn't get comfortable with any team, it was one of those situations that they were just playing not to lose that night instead of putting the Jazz away like they could have, and that's where, you know, the Jazz are a very good team, just a couple of stops on their part, and they're right back in the game. It's just those little lulls that you can't have when facing these teams in the NBA, because there's so many runs and so many chances to bounce back that no lead is safe no matter what time in the game it is.
Mm-hmm. Daniel Salison, Pelicans Radio Network. All right, so again, Pelicans basketball, making history. Unfortunately, sometimes it's not good. 129-116, the first meeting. 25 of 47. Look, I mean, when you launch almost 53, some are bound to go in. When you go back to that game, was it just, look, they went in? Was it, hey, you know, they were open? There was nobody around them? I mean, or was it just one of those nights?
I think it was all the above. I think they allowed a lot of open threes. I mean, Zach LaVine had 9. Kobe White had 8. That's 17 of those 25 threes came from 2 guys. And you expect that from Zach LaVine. He's an all-NBA player, made his first all-star team. Well on his way in his career. So you kind of are like, okay, Zach LaVine's going to get his. But with this Chicago team, you can't allow 2 guys to hit 8 or more threes in the game. And the Pelicans just had no answer. I thought the Bulls had a lot of easy open looks, so the Pelicans did not rotate very well, did not close out very well on that side. And that's what led to the Bulls having their way from beyond the arc. Yeah, they shot 47 threes, but when you make 25 of them, I mean, that's just ridiculous, shooting over 50% from 3. And so that was when Pelicans allowed back-to-back 25 three-point games, and both teams, the Mavericks and the Bulls, setting franchise records. So if there's one thing to talk about tonight, again, you can have Zach LaVine, give him his 30 points. You kind of expect it, but you can't have guys like Kobe White or Denzel Valentine go off, because that's when the Pelicans could get in some trouble.
David Grubb said it was just as important as I thought. I mean, I would say, look, these 2 games, I really think if we can go 4-2 into the break, you can get some momentum. And we've touched on the second half of the schedule, Danny, when you came on and broke it down with those first 2 games, to me, are must wins, right? The T-Wolves and Cavs. So I got to at least split today, tomorrow. I don't want to. I don't want to do 3-3, but I guess 3-3 is better than 2-4. So I do you go all in today, and I'm not saying you go in one day or the other, but it's a back-to-back, you're probably going to be tired. I really think you need a win today, huh?
Oh, absolutely. But I think that the easier part about these back-to-backs at home is you're not traveling, so they're able to go home, stay in their own beds, and then come back tomorrow. The Pelicans have been okay in home back-to-back this season. But if you think about it, going back to the Utah game, they are not leaving the city of New Orleans unless Zion's going to the All-Star game until Monday, March 15th, when they head to Portland and we'll take on the Blazers on the 16th. So that is well over 3 weeks of them being home. And the Pelicans have struggled on the road this season. They're 5-12. And so, and they're 10-5 at, I think it's 10-7 at home. My math is very bad lately. I think it's 10-7. So protecting home court is really important. And when you have your next five at home, including tonight and tomorrow, and then you open up against Minnesota and Cleveland, yeah, I mean, this is a very important stretch, because when we went on your show a couple weeks ago to talk about the schedule, and we talked about that gauntlet you mentioned in the schedule, that's coming up March 14th, starting with the Clippers. You play Clippers, Portland twice, Denver once, Denver twice, the Lakers, Dallas, and Boston, all in the span of 2 weeks. So, you know, you hope that you can take care of some business on that stretch, but before then, you need to take care of some teams that, you know, you are capable of beating. And I know Miami just lost the other night against Atlanta, or last night, and they only scored 80 points, but they won six in a row before that, so that's not going to be easy. Chicago's a very good team, but the Pelicans owe them one after what you mentioned happened in early February. And then Minnesota and Cleveland are two teams that are struggling. One has a new head coach in Chris Finch, and one that is trying to trade Andre Drummond, and they haven't played very well. So, yeah, this is a huge opportunity. I'm selfish. I want both of them tonight, and I want both of them coming out of the break. So let's see. It starts with tonight, though. Let's see if they can take care of the Bulls.
Two final minutes with Daniel Salerson. You can hear him at 6:30 with Pelicans. We got next the pregame. No, I'm kidding. It's Pelicans warm up. So we're going to finish with the baseball thing, but I want to ask you one more about tonight. I know you're a guy that kind of looks at things and keys. I know you kind of touched on it, but a matchup, because I'm going to go. I know it sounds like I'm going John Madden here, but I think it's Zion. I mean, I know we saw the Spurs try a new defense. I know the Jazz have kind of done, you know, try their best, but. Like I say, he had his way with Rudy Gobert, but he's had a lot of success. Is there anybody in the Bulls that can sort of, I mean, if I'm the Pels, am I just, I'm attacking the paint until I don't get close to 60, 70 points?
Oh, no doubt about it. I think Zion is obviously a key here, and you're right. I mean, he did very well against Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert won't admit it, but Zion Williamson did really well against him. So it starts with number one and ends with number one. So if you can get that going, again, he's making some terrific passes. There was the other day against the Utah Jazz where he was triple teamed and able to get it out to J.J. Redick, who hit a 3-1. Those are the types of play that you are starting to see from Zion Williamson with the assists, not just his points inside the paint. So, yeah, there's no one on the Bulls that really can compete and try to contain Zion Williamson. So we start with him. But, I mean, the way Lonzo Ball is shooting too, you know, him shooting from three could be very beneficial in a game like this tonight.
Daniel. 2021 odds to win the National League per the graph. Screenshotted the Cubs-Seattle game going on ESPN right now. And it was the Braves plus 550, Dodgers plus 175, my Cubs plus 2,200. He told me basically if I pick the Cubs and to win the World Series, I can retire. So I guess better odds that your Braves will win than my Cubbies.
They all have to go through the Dodgers, so it won't matter anything if the Dodgers the way they played. So I'm not very hopeful the way the Dodgers did in the offseason, but again, it's a new year, so we'll see what happens.
I hear you. Thank you, Daniel. 6:30, Pelicans warm-up. That's right? I said that today?
That is correct. I'm proud of you.
Did you tear up last night? Did you tear up last night when you saw my tribute video?
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. Drew Holiday got a tribute video. I got a tribute video.
I asked David Grubb to pass the tissues because I couldn't stop crying. I had to compose myself during the break. I don't know how. It's just an honor to talk to you after a tribute like that.
I feel the same way every time you come on. Final segment of the Sports Hangover is next on ESPN New Orleans.
You're invited to Greg LeBlanc Toyota's spectacular sales event going on now till the end of the month. Great selections of models and colors to choose from and deep discounts. With huge incentives, this is the time to purchase your new Toyota Camry or Corolla. Exceptional MPG ratings and 2 years free maintenance. This is the event you've been waiting for. Visit our friendly staff at HOMA's number one dealer. Go to Greg LeBlanc Toyota, where you get the deal. Greg LeBlanc Toyota, where you get the deal.
This spring season, gear up with the new Massey Ferguson tractor from Southern Trailer Works during their spring kickoff demo days on March 5th and 6th. Southern Trailer Works welcomes spring with huge savings and 0% interest on Massey Ferguson tractors and tractor package deals. Test drive the new Massey Ferguson tractor on Friday or Saturday, March 5th and 6th. Call Southern Trailer Works at 985-448-0844 and ask about their over-the-phone non-contact sales and delivery. Visit them in Schriever at the foot of the overpass.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored mm-hmm. small business solutions that make you feel okay. truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Can we be excited about a show where we just talk?
Talk sports.
That's how they talk in the major league.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
What is your problem? You're literally, what are you, 13?
No. You were laughing. You're the one sending it to everybody.
I didn't send it to anybody. I just wonder if that's a
the Milwaukee Bucks, that's questionable.
Marketing. I would say it's questionable.
I mean, don't these kind of things have to run through a
few
people?
If people want to know what we're talking about, look up Milwaukee Bucks. Hand sanitizer cam. That's all I'm going to say.
And it's a bottle. Well, I'll keep going.
No,
it's
you don't know.
No, I'm just
going to keep
going. It's a bottle of hand sanitizer.
It's a superimposed bottle of hand sanitizer. Hand sanitizing.
People
in the stands.
And the rest you can fill in with
correct.
With your dirty mind.
It's being used.
Yes.
So hand sanitizer is coming out of the bottle. Don't know if we're going to see that at the blender.
No. I mean, whoever had to know what they were doing.
Absolutely they did. There is no question.
Making this graphic, they were laughing.
There is absolutely.
I mean, come on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Something tells me, by the way, you keep giggling about it, and it's now been on your computer screen for over 7 minutes. You probably helped create this, or someone like you.
No. I would never do such a thing to the people.
Really? I would just ask it like this. If you came up with a project like that. Mom, Dad, check out what I did today at the Pelicans. You're the advertising intern, a marketing game day, whatever. Josh over there is going to allow me to put something on the board. What do you think?
How do you think that would go over? If I've been there for 30 or 40 years.
I think your dad would laugh and your mother would smack you upside the head.
Am I accurate on that? You're accurate.
And then your sister would probably make some snarky little remark and walk off disgusted like she smelled something funny.
Yeah.
That's probably what would happen. Right?
You're disgusting.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. You did good there. That was really good. You like rolled and batted the eyes. You kind of went like Damien the Omen there all of a sudden. It was really weird. How'd you do that? Like your pupils.
I see it enough. Like,
yeah.
I see it
By
enough.
The way, I know it's the Hindenburg, not the Hildenburg.
I don't know about that.
Whatever. All I know is my Cubs are up 2-0 in a meaningless game. It makes me happy. Casey missed it today. We're going to get to Matt Moscone after further review in 9 minutes. But first, Ian Rappaport tweeted earlier today. JT Gray, safety special teamer for the Saints, restricted free agent, got a new deal with the team. $4 million, $2 million guaranteed, 2-year deal. Defensive tackle David Onyemata. They restructured his contract. A simple restructure is what he classified it as. It gives the Saints some cap relief, $4.34 million. Diana Rossini, we talked on the tweet that she had earlier in the day, in which she said she had texted an NFL coach, and that NFL coach said, it's going to be a massacre next week all around the league. And that is, of course, the week before legal tampering and free agency. You're going to be cutting players. Minnesota, they let go of a pretty good one.
Yeah, tight end Kyle Rudolph clear up $5.1 million in cap space.
Yesterday there was a report that the Saints and Malcolm Brown could be, the Saints could be using Malcolm Brown as a trade piece or trade talks. That would free up $5 million for the team. Keep in mind, if that were to happen, five, the restructuring for Onyemata is four, that's 9-10, call it. They still got 90 to go. I mean, it's just to give you an idea. What I brought up to Larry Holder was this, though. The Saints aren't going to be alone. And I know, I saw it on Ian Rappaport's, you know, comments on his tweet about the restructuring and all of that. Diana Rossini's tweet about the bloodbath for massacre. You know, Jets fans, Browns fans, Colts fans, Jaguar fans, all these teams that have a bunch of, you know, cap money to spend or, like, all excited and getting elated about it. Is Jason Hayward still on this team? Sorry, looking up at the screen. You want to talk about a bum.
Wait, did he just catch that?
Well, I mean, he can catch. He just can't hit a single solitary thing. Anyway, so what I think can be the reverse of this is this. You're going to have some good players not have jobs like Kyle Rudolph. Now, again, there's going to be some teams that can afford him and go make that offer and go sign him and do those things. But the Jets, the Browns, the Jaguars, the Colts, and the Broncos, the top teams with the money available, can't get everybody. They have maybe positions filled already on their team, right? I think they could be had a player or two in week two of free agency for a bargain price. I think since this is going to be an offseason like no other that they've had, and we've already referenced that the player empowerment / movement sort of thing resembles an NBA offseason with the quarterbacks and everything, it wouldn't surprise me if you see something we've seen in the NBA, Jordan. Players signing one-year deals, two-year deals, second-year option, or something of that nature, right? To kind of help your cap relief to go play for a team that they quote-unquote think is a contender. Next year, what did the president say yesterday? President Biden yesterday said that by May, every American should be enough vaccines for every single American by the end of May. Well, if we're going by that, that means we all should be vaccinated by the start of next sports cycle, right? Mm-hmm. August on. So football, next NBA season, whatever. Well, that means we should have fans in the stands. That means we can have sellouts. That means we can have all of that money should come back. I could clearly see good, if not great, NFL players say, hey, you know, highly incentivized, some sort of deal to go play with the contender this year, next year, when the salary cap goes back to close to $200 million or something. You know, and if it does that, it may not. Here's the thing that we brought up yesterday. It hasn't officially been given out yet. We're expecting it to be around 180, but it hasn't been set in stone. The league has yet to come out, and legal tampering is not next Monday, but the following. League has yet to come out and say it is 181. It is 180.5. It is 183. And it hasn't come out yet. The only thing that came out is the league said it's not going to be 175. The floor will be 180, which means it could be north of 180.
What's also interesting is I wonder what NFL organizations are going to do with the news coming out yesterday that the CDC announces that Americans can, with the COVID vaccine, can gather indoors without masks. So I wonder
if that's
going to increase.
Well, like I said, when I heard the president yesterday say that every American, there should be a vaccine for every American by May, first thing I thought about is we're going to have sellouts in football again.
Hopefully.
If everything goes well, right? Hopefully. And if that's the case, then everything changes. We get back to quote unquote semblance of normalcy. So we'll see. We'll see. Am I seeing you tomorrow? You told me you're not coming in again tomorrow.
I got to edit. Got to go gather more film.
I will be able to gather. I will be able to help you out.
Yeah, but it's not that. I just, you know, it's nice to see you every now and then.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Thanks again for the kind words. I appreciate that.
No problem.
All right. Thank you for tuning us in on the Sports Hangover. Matt Moscone after further review is up next. We'll see you tomorrow on ESPN New Orleans. Pels Bulls tonight, 7 o'clock tip, 6:30 pregame.
Here's the good news. Even with high unemployment, there's still a need for hundreds of thousands of cybersecurity professionals in the U.S. right now. And My Computer Career is training people to help meet the demand. No IT experience? No problem. Take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. Start your new life.